Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO, it is 222, and happy birthday to Bruno Mars, who we learned today is 40, and that's why we're featuring what I believe must be every one of his songs.
He's got a wide selection of hits, okay?
I've only recognized a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you are ancient.
I'm not, it's true. I'm not against Bruno Mars. It's fine.
We haven't gotten to Uptown Funk yet.
No. And well, we only have a couple more commercial breaks left.
We'll get there.
Is Jason here today?
As far as
he's
I know.
On vacation again.
He's at the big Grand Casino Arena doing the show from there yesterday.
Oh.
Because it was wild food day.
So. Oh, that's a big day around here.
Yeah, that's a big day everywhere. Now, every stadium has to do it, right? If you own a stadium, you must have a food day.
Boy, I am going to say something controversial.
Okay, we're here for it.
That food day thing. It's not that big a deal to me.
I feel bad for every stadium now that feels they need to do it in town.
Yes.
Other than
it's Target become a
Field.
Thing.
Target Field has, they are light years ahead of every other stadium arena in town as far as food. They crush it. And everyone else is just, well, I guess they have
much more real estate.
They do.
Right.
They're able to do it.
I mean, maybe not
and
U.S. Bank Stadium, but yeah.
I think baseball is tied with food more than football, hockey, basketball.
Yep. And God knows the baseball play is not all that entertaining. So you want to get up and
I don't know why you would say
go get yourself something to eat.
It's a strong point, but come on.
Yeah, we did try some of the wild food yesterday on Minnesota Live, and it was good. They brought a lot of stuff from O'Gara's, which is a lot of the stuff they sell out at the fairgrounds already. Those giant tater barrels.
The kegs.
The tater keg.
Yeah.
Some kind of a cheese curd assortment, some deep fried ranch.
Yeah, at least we can all get deep fried ranch now all year long.
Right.
As long as
it's no longer just something.
Thank heavens.
It's no longer just something that you can get at the fair. All right. We're going to take on a controversial topic right now.
We just did.
By the way, Chad's off. Chris here with Channel 5, in case you haven't figured that out yet. Where is the best toilet in the state of Minnesota? Which is also the best toilet in all of the United States. You heard this one yet?
We talking toilet specifically or an entire restroom?
Restroom.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified. Restroom. Not
one
just
of low flow toilet.
Not just the toilet.
The whole restroom. The whole shooting match.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to the company Cintas, which has come up with a great contest to get their company name mentioned in the news.
Good for them.
I'm not mad
at
them.
Who knows restrooms better than Cintas?
Restroom in northern Minnesota has been crowned the best restroom for America in 2025. It is the restroom located at Bearhead State Park in Ely.
Oh, I know that one.
Best restroom. You know that one?
No, I don't. No.
And now,
but I should know that one.
I'm looking at a picture of it, and I'll be honest, it looks fairly rustic, which I would expect at a state park in Ely. Not rustic gross, like rustic, very, it's very clean, and but it's cinder block wall. That not even much of a stool, no protective cover for the toilet.
Interesting.
So this does have me thinking, what qualities does one look for in a good toilet, a good bathroom?
I read about this one. It sounds like there's some extras they give you. It was like a dishwashing station outside.
It's a whole, because it's at a state park.
Campground right there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But
you don't need that downtown.
Is a dishwashing thing that make it the restroom itself that great? I mean, apparently. They're number one.
That's pretty big.
They're going in the best restroom hall of fame.
That's right.
For perpetuity.
You not only get number one of the year,
you're in the Hall of Fame.
Automatically in the HOF.
Hey, well, kids, done. We're going to the Cintas Bathroom Hall of Fame.
Pack up
the old family truckster, and we're going to go look at that. And they get $2,500 worth of products.
It's a good deal.
Cintas.
It's a lot of one-ply.
Shout out to Cintas. What makes a good... I have a great quality of a restroom.
Please.
WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. As a used to be field reporter out and about on the streets almost every single day, I don't get to do that anymore. I'm stuck in a dark, dank, windowless studio.
That's truly awful co-host.
Now.
That's what you said.
With awful people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go out and about anymore. But as a field reporter, one of the most challenging things when you're out and about at a crime scene or wherever you might be, it's trying to find a good bathroom.
Sure.
And you become a bit of a connoisseur of good restrooms, where they're located at around town. Sort of use that. Well, I know we can stop at, I know it sounds weird, but. You kind of have to.
Makes sense. Get a little mental map of, okay, we're heading out to far out area. Maybe we need to stop here on the way.
It's the last stop.
Makes a lot of sense.
You learn which convenience stores have the best bathrooms sort of consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, I've really, one of my preferences is a good government center generally have real nice bathrooms.
They take care of them.
Yeah.
And Hennepin County Government Center down here. They nice job.
State Capitol, let me tell you. Marble, fancy wooden doors. The door goes like all the way down.
Oh, that's luxury.
You get privacy.
Luxury. Are you a towel or air dryer kind of guy?
Well, that kind of depends on the mood. And I think that's a bit of a personal question, to be honest.
All right, how about the sink preference?
I'm not comfortable answering.
Turn the thing, push down the knob, or hand sensor?
No, you have to turn it. You have to control the water.
I kind of like the sensor.
Really?
If I don't have to touch things, I'm good.
That's fair.
Same with the door situation.
Yep.
I don't like to have to leave knowing men's room, what do you say?
Yeah.
5 out of 10 people probably didn't wash their hands.
10%.
If I have to then grab that handle that I know... 1,200 people this week already didn't wash their hands.
Yeah.
If we can have an automatic door, perhaps a situation where there's no door, you know, you kind of go around the corner deal.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
No, that's fair. That's fair. The solid gold restroom in the 1990s. This is according to the talk and text line.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if I have not said it enough, it's 651-461-9226. You're like me. I just have it programmed in my phone. So I can say, hey, Siri. And then I like to troll to Russia.
Good.
I mean, constantly.
He needs more of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why is there not a good public restroom in downtown Minneapolis?
That is a contention of mine as well.
Well, listen, I'm sure it's because they don't want just every Tom, Dick, and Harry walking in off the street and going in to use the bathroom.
It is amazing, though. I mean, unless it's a government building. If you're skyway level,
yeah,
you're out of luck.
You're done.
You are out of luck.
My grandma always told me when I was a kid to never miss a chance to go to the bathroom. This has stuck with me, and I'm 67 years old now. Sorry, I didn't mean to age you. Someone's quality here about the great quality they're looking for in a bathroom is no poo on the ceiling.
On the ceiling?
Sure. I don't think anybody wants that in a restroom.
With like chimps in the bathroom or something? Did we let them in? I don't want it left in the toilet either. I'd like you to flush it down.
People are funny. So here's some of the other finalists in case you're wondering.
Were we?
No. The city of Fruta, Colorado.
Sure.
Footprints, which is a place in Lawrence, Kansas. A hotel in Salt Lake City. Hotels have great bathrooms. Always.
Mm.
In front, not the rooms, the down in the lobbies. Well, depending on your level of hotel.
Okay, 5-star.
We only stay in 5-star. Clearly. The Modern Bar in Orlando, Florida. Rooftop at Pier 17 in New York.
Oh, love that one.
Tastsu in Dallas, Texas.
That's a gem.
Which I've heard is one of the best.
Yeah.
Tecut Shores in San Diego, California. You might remember some of the previous winners here in Minnesota.
I remember all of them.
One that has been highly regarded for years is the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport bathrooms.
They do a very nice job at MSB. I mean, the airport itself is top-notch. The bathrooms only add to it.
We love our airport. Never have I seen an airport as a point of pride as the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
That's right. They
love it. Bucky's. You've ever been to a Bucky's Travel Plaza? Then they're building one in Wisconsin. You've been to a Bucky's before, Dave?
No, I've not.
Big, giant. Yeah, it's a spectacle. Yeah, I think their bathrooms are pretty good. So Minneapolis-St. Paul won, the airport won in 2016. By the way, I have a friend who always checks in on Facebook at the bathroom where Larry Craig had his whole wide stance. Every time he's at the airport, checks in at that stall. He's a funny guy.
Take a photo of his foot tapping on the ground.
And other people check in there like it's a thing at the airport.
I bet if they do.
It's just funny. Varsity Theater in Minneapolis won it in 2013.
Way to go, Varsity.
Now, this is good perspective from one of the texters here. The worst public bathrooms are in Italy and France. Europe is synonymous with not having great bathrooms, if
they
any
like the
bathroom
pay toilets,
at all.
Too.
Well, that's what they're talking about. They had a pay toilet situation in downtown Seattle, a self-cleaning toilet. Yeah, it was weird.
Self-cleaning?
Yes. Yeah, they like would do this whole thing and clean themselves. It became like a den for trouble. Like people would go in there and do drugs and God knows what. Like it was really weird. So cities are, you know, there are cities that have experimented with sort of a public bathroom situation. But it doesn't always work out very well because unfortunately people don't always do the right thing.
Humans can't be trusted with a public
bathroom. No, they can't. All you need is two things. Well-maintained, clean that I find at a Quick Trip. They have consistently good bathrooms. Like I was saying earlier,
sure.
That's something you look for.
Just keep it clean.
Do you think those, you said that with the toilets that have that rotating ring of plastic shield mm-hmm. that goes around it,
yep.
and you push the button and, oh, new plastic shields going on the toilet. Is it?
You're claiming it's recycled shield?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
They just circle it around and three people get
How do you know unless you soil it?
You don't know.
Right.
Are you going to try to soil it?
To prove a point? That would seem like a really disgusting experiment.
Taking on big plastic shield, Chris Sager. 5 Eyewitness News investigates.
Hey, listen, that may be the kind of journalism that people are looking for in this town.
Nightcast.
I just don't know. I don't know. All right, loving your comments on this again. Talking text line 651-461-9226. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you awake at night. It's interfering in your rest. It's messing with your head. It's become a problem. And it's probably in your hand or your pocket right now. We'll talk about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.